Welcome to a new episode of Campus to Cyber, the podcast by the German UDS, where we explore the intersections of technology, education, and innovation. In this episode, we dive into the foundational concepts behind digital science, a crucial topic for understanding the mission of the German University of Digital Science. For the production of this episode, we again use the AI-based knowledge management tool Notebook LM. The speakers are AI-generated voices. Our focus today is a paper written by Professor Dr. Mike Friedrichsen, which explores the theoretical background of digital science. This is particularly significant, as it's not used a core academic area, but also a key part of the university's identity. In this episode, we will unpack what digital science truly means, its interdisciplinary nature, and how it's shaping the future of research, teaching, and innovation in a rapidly evolving digital world. Join us as we delve into the important theoretical framework and its implication for education, science, and society.
The German University of Digital Science, or German UDS for short, they are all over this idea, want to be like the poster child for this whole digital shift.
Oh, they're serious for sure. German UDS, they're picturing this university without borders, you know? So anyone, anywhere with an internet connection, they can learn. Think about it, instead of flying across the world, you could take a virtual course on, let's say, astrophysics from like a leading expert in, I don't know, Argentina, all without leaving your couch. That's the goal, at least.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. A university without borders, learning from the best no matter where you are. Come on, that's breaking down walls.
Okay.
But it can't be as easy as just putting everything online, right? Gotta be some bumps in the road, especially with something as crazy complex as scientific research.
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggest hurdles is making sure these digital tools, these simulations, they're accurate. Just like any experiment, you need good data, strong models to get results you can actually trust. There's that old saying in computer science, garbage in, garbage out.
Right, makes sense. But when it works, it seems like the potential is limitless, right?
Mm.
We can run through scenarios that would be impossible, or at least wildly dangerous, to do in the real world. Plus, we can do it way faster and cheaper than the old school ways. So we've touched on this German University of Digital Science, but I'm really interested in this idea of openness being a core part of digital science. What's that look like in practice?
Imagine a world where every research paper, all the data, even the plans for experiments are out there for anyone to see.
Wow, okay.
It's not just about transparency, though, that's huge. It's about hitting the gas on discovery. Yeah. Make knowledge like a shared treasure chest, right? Anyone can dig in, build off what's already there. Imagine how fast things could move.
Yeah, I can see how that could unlock some insane breakthroughs. It's like, what do they call it? Crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
But for science. Okay. But wouldn't that lead to, like, worries about quality control?
Yep.
Or maybe even people using the information for bad stuff?
Oh, 100%. Those are valid concerns. But instead of thinking of open access as this free-for-all, think of it more like a super inclusive, transparent kind of peer review. We're talking a system where anyone, and I mean anyone, can chime in with feedback, potentially making the whole thing less biased.
So it's about finding new ways to make sure things are legit, keep the quality high, but also tap into that power of making knowledge accessible to everyone. Man, this is already making my brain hurt, and we're just scratching the surface here. What other wild stuff is happening in the world of digital science that we need to know about?
We've barely dipped our toes in the digital science pool. One area where it's really shaking things up is with, what do they call it? Big data. We're talking data sets so huge, so complex, the old ways of looking at them. Yeah, those don't cut it anymore.
Okay, big data, right. Yeah. It's one of those buzzwords you hear everywhere. But give me the rundown. What's that actually mean when we're talking science?
Okay, imagine you're trying to map the entire human genome, every single piece of it. Or maybe you're tracking how a pandemic spreads, but like in real time across the globe. Or how about this? You're sifting through astronomical data, but we're talking millions of galaxies here. These are all examples where it's not just a lot of information, it's mountains of the stuff, way more than any person could ever get through. And that's where you need these specialized tools, these techniques, all powered by some seriously next-level computing power.
So we're not talking about a bigger spreadsheet here. We need a whole new, infrastructure just to deal with this data.
You got it. They call them e-infrastructures, kind of catchy, right? And they're the backbone of digital science when we're talking big data. Picture this. supercomputers, storage systems that seem like they go on forever, all connected to software that can actually make sense of these crazy big data sets. It's like, you know how you can stream movies without a hitch? Well, imagine that. But for scientific data, times a thousand.
So it's like we've handed researchers this super powerful telescope that can see across a whole universe of information. But they also need the right tools to understand what they're looking at. Makes you wonder, what kind of groundbreaking stuff is hiding in all that data, just waiting to be found?
Now that's the exciting part. But the real magic happens when you take this computational power and you mix it with that spirit of openness we were talking about earlier. See, by sharing data openly, researchers all over the place can team up, check each other's work, and they might just find these hidden patterns that no one else noticed.
It's like that old saying, two heads are better than one. But on a global scale, you've got these experts from all different fields coming together, each bringing their own unique perspective to the table.
And it's not just for the bigwigs either. Remember we were talking about citizen science? Well, this is where it gets really cool. Think about it. Everyday people, like you and me, contributing to cutting-edge research. We could be collecting data, classifying images, maybe even running simulations on our home computers. It's pretty wild when you think about it.
So we're talking about making it possible for anyone to get involved with science, not just read about it. That's pretty inspiring stuff.
It really is, and it shows how digital science is about way more than just fancy gadgets and tech. It's about getting everyone on the same team, breaking down those old walls, and at the end of the day, empowering anyone with an internet connection to help us understand the world better.
It makes you think, with all this potential right at our fingertips, what's next for education? I mean, it's got to be more than just online lectures, you know, world being reshaped by digital science.
Oh,
right?
You hit the nail on the head. Institutions like that German UDS we talked about, they're leading the charge, cooking up totally new ways of teaching that go way beyond the technical stuff. We're talking critical thinking, collaboration, knowing how to navigate the ethical side of all this. These are the skills you need to really thrive in this digital world.
So they're not just training scientists, they're training digital citizens, people who get science and can contribute to it in a real way. And in this day and age, that feels more important than ever. It's like we're building a whole new kind of literacy, right? One where you got to get science and navigate this digital world all at the same time. Pretty exciting, sure, but also kind of feels like a lot of responsibility comes with that.
Oh, you said it. We're all fired up about what digital science can do, but we got to be real about the responsibility.
Yeah.
It's like we're explorers heading into uncharted territory. Got to watch our step every inch of the way.
So how do we make sure we're using these crazy powerful tools the right way, that we're not like accidentally causing new problems while we're trying to fix the old ones?
That's the million-dollar question right there. One thing that's got to happen is setting up some serious data governance. We're talking clear rules for how we collect, store, share information, and of course, how to protect sensitive stuff, making sure everyone's on board with it.
So kind of like setting boundaries, making sure everyone gets it, how important the ethical side of this is. It's like, I don't know, building a city, right? You don't just start throwing up skyscrapers without a plan. You need infrastructure. You got to think about how it all comes together responsibly.
Nailed it. And just like a city needs, you know, a good government that changes as things change, digital science has to keep up, adapt. We've got to keep asking the tough questions. How do we get everyone access to these tools, these resources? Or we're building bias into our algorithms without realizing it. Who is actually benefiting from all these discoveries that digital science makes possible?
It's like baking those ethical considerations right into the DNA of digital science, from the algorithms to how we do research, how we share what we find.
Exactly. And this is where it gets even cooler. Digital science can't happen in a bubble. We need everyone, the ethicists, the sociologists, the legal folks, everyone working side by side with the scientists and engineers. That's how we make sure these tools are used for good. Teamwork makes the dream work, right?
This is a lot to wrap your head around, but man, is it hopeful. Feels like we're standing on the edge of something brand new, not just for science, but for everyone, everywhere.
Couldn't have said it better myself. If there's one thing I hope our listeners take away from this whole deep dive, it's that feeling of possibility. Digital science isn't some far-off thing. It's happening right now, changing the world as we speak. And listen, whether you're a scientist, a student, or just someone who wants to know what's up, there are so many ways to get involved in this revolution. It's happening.
It's about being open to the unknown, getting curious, asking the hard questions.
Yeah.
And never, ever forgetting that the future of science, heck, the future of our world, it's something we all have a hand in shaping.
Well said. It's been a blast diving into this with you. Really enjoyed it.
The pleasure was all mine. And to all you listeners out there, thanks for coming along on this incredible journey into the heart of digital science. Stay curious, folks, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive.